Okay, there's also some good news to report on this Earth Day, particularly if you're a fan of beavers. Wild beavers can play an important part in local ecosystems, but in England, beavers were hunted to extinction hundreds of years ago. As of this winter, though, at least one family of beavers is back in the wild there. How they got there is still a mystery, as we hear in Christopher Worth's report from England.
That's the main river otter, just there.
Tom Buckley is an ecologist in the town of Ottery St. Mary in western England.
On a almost daily basis, I walk around this area.
We traipse through a muddy field just outside the parish, where late last year, Buckley noticed a few trees missing on the riverbank. Their stumps appeared to be gnawed to sharp points, and an absurd thought ran through his mind, that what he saw was the work of a beaver.
I couldn't really believe that there'd be a beaver here in the River Otter. They've been extinct for several hundred years.
So Buckley installed motion sensor cameras, and his hunch was soon confirmed. A single European beaver caught on tape, then three, possibly one juvenile and a pair of adults, cutting down a tree and then happily embracing each other.
And they seem to have come to focus on this tree to look at the potential, perhaps, of a new home, and they seemed to be so happy in what they'd achieved here. It was marvelous to see, it really was.
The images made national headlines, and they turned Buckley into something of a celebrity among the townspeople.
They will point out and say, "Ah, are you the beaver man?" And it seems to me to be a great addition of an animal that man, due to his greed, once made extinct. It's a great achievement that they've managed to come back. But I'm very greatly distressed that the government may take a heavy hand and potentially take away these beavers.
There's been no official statement as of yet from wildlife authorities, but technically these beavers aren't supposed to be here. No one's sure where they came from, and nearby wildlife center says it hasn't lost any. But there has been a long, contentious debate in England over whether to reintroduce beavers, as has already happened in Scotland. One side says yay, the other says nay, and on the River Otter, it looks like someone may have just gone ahead and done it.
The whole of the island of Great Britain will be affected by this.
Nick Young is mostly in the nay camp. He's with the Tweed Foundation, an organization concerned about the impact beavers could have on migratory fish, such as salmon and sea trout. He recognizes the fish and beavers coexisted for tens of thousands of years, but he's not so sure how they'd coexist now.
The main thing that beavers do, and I think everybody knows this, is build dams. They have a huge effect on altering the environment. And the problem with these dams is that they're very effective blockers of fish passage.
Others worry about the loss of trees and flooding, a problem England has suffered a lot from lately.
That's just a crap argument.
That's Derek Gow, firmly in the yay faction. He's a conservationist who's campaigned for the reintroduction of beavers since the 1990s. And he says beaver dams would actually reduce flooding by holding water. He says fears about beavers arise from the fact that after centuries living without them, people have forgotten what the animals actually do.
They think it's some sort of Godzilla-type thing that's going to rip babies out of prams and, you know, kick down the Houses of Parliament and chop down every tree there is in the landscape. And that's all just ridiculous.
Gow himself keeps about 20 beavers here on his farm in large enclosed habitats about 50 miles from the River Otter. He uses them to show what he says are the animal's environmental benefits.
Can you hear the water running? This is where we start to see some dams.
We walk down into a narrow stream bed where a pair of his captive beavers has transformed a simple water course into a series of small dams and pools of water.
So you can see, just standing here, you get deep water, shallow water, fast water, slow water. There's a whole variety of different ecotopes, but it's all down to the beavers. And those wetlands are very good for a host of other species.
Like different types of fish and amphibians, Gow points to a shallow pool filled with clumps of tiny eggs.
That's frog spawn. That's spawn of common frogs.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, last year, that couldn't be here. There was no prospect of that surviving because there was one single water course and it would just blast all their eggs out. Now, of course, you've got this myriad of tiny pools and these amphibians can safely go in there, lay, and these will become tadpoles and they'll hatch and more amphibians will come every year. Without the beavers, none of this happens.
As for the wild beavers on the River Otter, Gow says it would have been nice if the species could have been officially reintroduced, but he says he didn't release the beavers and they shouldn't be removed just because someone didn't fill out the right paperwork. For The World, I'm Christopher Worth, Devon, England.